Hi. Hi.
Hello, you're through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hello. I'm phoning about my claim.
Yeah, just give me one moment. Loading up your file now. Just before I go back into the call, could you please kindly confirm me your date of birth?
It's 5779.
Yeah. Can you confirm me your postal address, please?
It's KA, it's 43 Langlands Court, KA12BF.
Yeah, fantastic. You've passed data protection. Just let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Sorry.
So, just looking into your file now, and I'll just very briefly, and then I will provide you with an update on the, in relation to your claim. Hold on. So what we have in your file, Kyle, is that we have that your curse setting was a Geesland school in Beast,
Aye.
KA151HE. Upon further research from this, for the historical records, it is Crossreach who hold the records for Geesland school. When we've subject access request Crossreach, they've turned around and they've told us that they do not hold any in relation any records in relation to yourself. But looking at your file as a whole, we have your address previously before Kerr. We have your parents' names as well. I'm presuming that you was never known as any other previous name.
No.
No. Okay. Seems so. East Ayrshire Council had returned back to us, and they've requested for an extension in relation to the subject access request and to be able to action a full response to us. And they said that this would be done no later than the 12th of August. This has not been actioned upon, and we haven't heard anything back from them. So whilst we're just on the phone right now, I am sending up a chaser email in regards to your records and if they will be able to provide us with your records. Hopefully they will get back to us and then we'll be in receipt of your childcare records, because in relation to everything else, Kyle, we have your GP records, which is, and we also have your police records from Scotland. So essentially they're the only records what we wish to collect, just GP records, Police Scotland records, and then also childcare records. With East Ayrshire obviously requesting for that extension, which they should have actioned on the 12th of August, they must have records on you for them to ask for that extension. So I'll chase
Is
them up.
that East Ayrshire, is that social work?
Yeah, so it'd be the council as a whole. So
Right.
any information in relation to yourself, so it could be with obviously the health and social care, it could even be with the child services or anything like
Aye,
that.
aye.
If your name is on any form of document, then we've requested to see those documents and to be in receipt of it, with them stating that obviously they should have provide us with any information no later than the 12th of August.
See, I've checked this out as well, because obviously I was a day pupil.
Yeah.
And I wasn't actually a resident in this, and it might be the social work records that hold the details to it.
Yeah. Even if you was a residential school, or if you was pupil, sorry, or if you was just a day pupil, they'd still hold your records in relation.
Yes,
to you.
Yes, they'll hold the records.
Yeah, so I'm just emailing East Edge Council and I was saying, just saying, good afternoon, following on from our previous email, could you kindly provide us with an update as to your current position in providing us with our clients' records? We note that the 12th of August was the deadline for the subject access request, to which we've received zero response. So hopefully we'll get a response to that email.
What about everyone else? Because I know you were asking, I live in different...
Yeah, so everyone else, so being North Ayrshire Council, they've also come back and said no records. Ayrshire Archives also come back and said no records. Ayrshire Archives is more of the historical holder of all three Ayrshire councils, but they don't necessarily accept subject access requests to themselves directly. So that's why they came back to us and said no records. So then that's why we've gone and sent a subject access request to each individual council in Ayrshire. Both North and South said that they had no records. We also tried to subject access request the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. Again, this was a part of our procedures at the time, and we've come to the decision that they're not necessarily a helpful institutional body to request records for, because they don't hold your records in relation to your childcare or anything like that. Mm. But as I stated before, with East Ayrshire Council requesting for a 2-month extension and them stating that they would be able to provide a response no later than 12th of August, they should have your childcare records. So with me chasing up on them, hopefully they will provide us with your childcare records this week. If that's the case, we'll then be in a position to book you in for the witness statement, as you only have one care setting. And then that will be conducted by your claim worker, which is Leah Pearson. However, if you prefer to speak to a male colleague for your witness statement, that can be arranged. It's just whichever you feel more comfortable with.
Right. It's just getting this record, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially, it's just getting these childcare records.
Because I wasn't a resident, it's the...
If you've been with a resident or being a day pupil, that status doesn't really matter. Either way...
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. If you're a resident or if you was just a day pupil, they'd still hold your records anyway, because obviously you would have been attending classes, any activities or anything like that. And say if you went on any like day trips, they'd also have to like documentate the
And obviously a qualifying educational certificate with them as well.
Yeah, exactly. So even if you was a residential student or if you was literally just a day pupil, they'll still have records in relation to your attendance for Geesland School. It's just hopefully South Ayrshire will have these records. East Ayrshire should have your records. Like I said, with them requesting for the extension, they should be going through redactions and just covering anything what's involved with any other third party. So anyone else who's named within your records, they have to go and they have to censor all their names for data protection reasons.
Right, aye. It's just that, you know, it's like that East Ayrshire Council is so slow to go.
And honestly, it's become a very popular trend within each of the councils in Scotland at the moment, especially with Glasgow. Glasgow are probably one of the worst at the moment for providing records of childcare.
Aye. Well, anyway, hopefully they'll send that in.
Yeah, did you still, you, you, so Your claim is still ongoing. If we're unable to actually locate any childcare records of your time within Geesland School, and we've exhausted all possible routes to get your childcare records, we will still conduct a witness statement with you, and your application will still be in the works. So don't get yourself thinking that because we've got the childcare records that you don't have an application anymore. That's not necessarily the case. It's essentially just we won't have further supporting evidence to provide in relation to your childcare, but we'll still have obviously your GP records and anything what has been related to any members of staff within the NHS or your GP in relation to obviously what you experienced. It'll all be there, so we'll be able to obviously reference that to the panel and provide
So we don't even
that.
so we don't even need that. We don't even need that.
We do really, because obviously if we're able to provide documentation what
It's
shows,
better. It's
yeah,
better.
it's better essentially, yeah, because then we can say like Kyle stated to us that he went to Geesland School in Beath, and it was during the period of 1992 to 1995, and then if we actually have like a registrar what shows that, then obviously it indicates that you're not lying obviously, but even with that being said, every statement what's being made to redress is being taken as truth and as fact. So if we're unable to collect your childcare records, it won't affect your application, and we will still be able to continue and go ahead and take a witness statement off you. It's just that for us working on your behalf to get to work in your best interest, we would want to receive your childcare records before rushing your statement or anything like that.
Well, aye, that obviously makes sense.
So hopefully I've just sent the email now to East Ayrshire Council. So hopefully we should be in receipt of a response by the end of this week. And in best case scenario, they would have provided us with your childcare records.
Well, that's that, and it'll be on there, and I mean that's the
So is there anything else what you'd like to query while we're on the phone?
no.
Well, what I'll do is I'll make note on the file that you called in, and then when Leah is back into the office, I'll ask her to have a quick review of your file, see if there has been any response from East Ayrshire.
Aye.
And if they have and they got your records, then she'll then appropriately continue with your matter, and then she'll give you a call in relation to a witness statement.
Right, okay.
Okay, no problem.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for that, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, no worries, Kyle. Well, hopefully we'll
Right.
be getting in contact with you soon with
Well,
your records, okay?
hopefully, thank you. Cheers.
Fantastic. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.